אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings, sorry, Kabbalah for the student. We are reading from the book of Shamati on page 80. Once again, the book of English Shamati, page 80. Reminder, you may ask questions on Kab.tv. Relevant chosen questions will be asked live during the lesson. We are in article 25, page 80 in the book of Shamati. Things that come from the heart. Regarding things that come from the heart, enter the heart. Hence, why do we see that even if things have already entered the heart, one still falls from his degree? The thing is that when one hears the words of Torah from his teacher, he immediately agrees with his teacher and resolves to observe the words of his teacher with his heart and soul. But afterwards, when he comes out to the world, he sees, covets, and is infected by the multitude of desires roaming around the world. And he, and his mind, his heart, and his will are annulled before the majority. As long as he has no power to judge the world to a scale of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires, and he is led like sheep to the slaughter. We spoke about this with you. Over the course of history, we have advanced only by our corporal earthly desire. What we call this world, it divides into the bodily desire, the self, money, food, food, sex, and family, and the environmental desire, the human desire, money, respect, dominance, and knowledge. In sum total, our desires are divided this way. All these desires, meaning my corporal bodily desire and my corporal human desire, they are called this world, the desires of this world. In them, I feel myself, my environment, and in some total, what we call this world. Afterwards, desire for spirituality awakens. It's called a point in the heart. And I begin to differentiate between the desire to spirituality, which draws me to something, and these corporal desires to exist. This is what he says here. What did you just read now? That a person, in short, is found between both the desires. Can you read the last sentence again? He mingles with... But afterwards, when he comes out to the world, he sees, covets, and is infected by the multitude of desires roaming the world. So, Rav says one time he's drawn to this way to the desires for corporality, and one time to the desires for spirituality, and he reincarnates this way, rolls around this way. In the group here, he gets the importance for spirituality. It must be developed, that the entire life is for this. And when he goes out to this world, the rest of the world, he's influenced by their desires, business, different attainments, different things that are needed corporally. So he's always like rolling around this way. And what's more important? That he gets from wherever he's present. And this way he is thrown from the corporal to the spiritual, and the spiritual to the corporal. But the question is, how can I begin to manage this myself? How can I do this myself? That if I'm leaving now for work, I need to know that there is none else than me, and I have to activate my corporal desire to be rewarded and succeed, and I know I have to do this. I control this. Afterwards, when I finished my work, I gave myself this amount of hours and things I had to do. Then I go and deal with my spiritual life, and I make my effort there. And I get confused, and I give all my forces to advance in spirituality. And if I manage myself correctly, between both of desires, and I use both of them. I don't degrade one for the other. Then it turns out that I use everything that I get from above, this world and the spiritual world, correctly, in the correct combination to advance. And then my attitude and my effort that I make in this world, it's also thought as by me, it is accepted in this way as spiritual effort, that in this I have to provide food, sex, and for my family. Let's say maybe I have to go to the university to get some profession. Basically, a person cannot become like a monk and cut himself off from this world. The Creator, the Upper Providence, has arranged this state for me, this world for me, so that from it, through it, I will advance. As much as I may not want it, as much as I'm quite ready to be like an angel floating around in the air. But if I have an attitude towards it this way, that I overcome my desire to degrade this world, and if I don't degrade it and hold myself in an obligatory manner in this world, then I advance in spirituality. We have to take this into account. I go to work. I work many hours. I'm at home. I have to take care of all sorts of things in family, and I have to take care of myself and different things. But if I know, though, that I behave in this manner because I have no choice, and that through this I will advance spiritually, then all this effort is thought of as spiritual and not corporal. These hours and these efforts, they are not superficial. By them I truly advance.
When I came to the Rabash, I thought about, you know, throwing everything away. Before that, I had a very successful business. I could put in 10 years without working. And he said, no, you have to keep on working 4 hours a day. Okay, not 8, not 10, 4 hours a day. Keep on working and don't leave your work. I wanted to move to live next to him in the city of Neibach. He said, no, you're living in the city of Rehovot. Great, keep on driving from there. All things should go on as normal, as usual. And it wasn't clear to me what's happening. I want to, you know, leave everything, throw everything away for spirituality. Until I got the explanations, although I heard about it, but I couldn't agree to it. It was very hard to understand that this has to do with the total of this world, that it is so arranged so that we can ascend from it to spirituality and not to neglect or disregard any part or detail. As long as he has no power to judge the world to a scale of merit, they subdue him. He mingles with their desires, and he is led like sheep to the slaughter. He has no choice. He is compelled to think, want, crave, and demand everything that the majority demands. If he is in a state that society influences him without him having any control over it. So what we learn, first of all, when we come to Kabbalah, is how to take control of the situation. I am in my inner desires, my own inner desires and the external desires of society, of the world. Let's objectively take a look at how they control me. To take a look at one from the side, like some creature who's under the influence of the inner urges and under the influence of the external awakening. And to constantly look at oneself this way. Why do I think it so? Who awakens this in me? Why do I decide one way or another? Where does it come from? If a person starts to refer to himself this way, like an external psychologist, he starts seeing how he's being managed by the Creator, and then he can correctly respond. As a result, he starts managing himself, and now the only thing he has to do is set a goal and use all his desires in order, or all that is at his disposal to achieve it. Must see himself as someone who is being operated, to try and see himself from the side. Yes? He then chooses their alien thoughts and their loathsome lusts and desires, which are alien to the spirit of the Torah. This is how he feels. This is what he knows. This is, he sees that maybe he has no choice. Maybe he gets such great, tremendous thoughts and desires that he sees that he can't do anything in a moment. He is going to be drawn into it. It's like he gives up and it's like a whirl. All these desires, they come and take him, and he forgets that it's on the outside, but as much as possible to be a judge for oneself. In that state, he has no strength to subdue the majority. Instead, there is only one counsel then, to cling to his teacher and to the books. This is called from the mouth of books and from the mouth of authors. Only by cleaving to them can he change his mind and will for the better. However, witty arguments will not help him change his mind, but only the remedy of dvikut, adhesion. For this is a wondrous cure, as the dvikut reforms him. We say that if some desire, inner urge, external urge from this world works on a person, how can he fight it? In order for him to make a leap from it towards spirituality upwards, only by finding an additional power or force. Because if he is only on the corporeal plane, meaning in the corporeal desires, he sees how he's controlled by them, and where he is won't help him. He needs an additional force. And the additional force, like Bala Sulam explains in the article of the freedom, he gets it only from the right environment, meaning there is I. With all of my desires, food, sex, family, this is all that a person has eventually. These are the bodily desires, and there's the environment. There you have money, honor, knowledge, control. These are human desires. And we're in them. If I want to advance to spirituality, I have to be here in some kind of a force, in some kind of additional spiritual force. I have a point in my heart, this new desire, but it can't help me. It's only a point. I need a group. I need the study. I need the books. A teacher. I need a lot of strength
from
so that eventually this power will take me along with these desires to spirituality. It's not that I will disregard what I have from this world, but so that I could navigate myself correctly. And this means that a person, he falls under the dominion of this new environment. I stay, food, sex, family, the point in the heart. The truth is that it also exists here inside, and here on the outside is only this new environment. But I wrote here this point, because if it's without the point, then I don't identify this new environment. Meaning without the new environment, that actually comprises the new world for me. I have nothing. Only while one is inside sanctity can one argue with oneself and indulge in clever polemics, that the mind necessitates that he should always walk on the path of the Creator. However, one should know that even when he is wise and certain that he can already use this wit to defeat the Sitra Achra, the other side, one must bear in mind that all this is worthless. This is not an armament that can defeat the war of desire, for all these concepts are but a consequence he has attained after the aforementioned dvikut. In other words, all the concepts upon which he built his building, saying one must always follow in the path of the Creator, is founded in the dvikut with his teacher. Thus, if he loses the foundations, then all concepts are powerless, since they will now be lacking the foundation. Hence, one must not rely on one's own mind, but cleave once more to books and authors, for only that can help him. And not wit and intellect, as they're lifeless.
We advance by desires, and not intellectual desires, because the Creator created the desire. The desire that wants to attain the desired develops the intellect. So the intellect does not control the desire. It's weak compared to the desire. We know this, we see this in our life, just how much we try to control ourselves with the intellect. It's the desires which control us. The sensation controls us. But our intellect, we need it in order to enlarge the desire, and the desire that should grow, that should control. Thus I enter a new society, new group, study books. I try to connect with them, with everything that's done, of course, with the intellect. Then I receive this new sensation and new desires. Then they control me, and I advance. Yes? We spoke about the daily basis, yes, the corporal daily work. When I sit with people who don't study, I speak with them a bit about what study is. They always think about study in school, yes, you know, you have some book, you gain something from study. And I speak to them that even by speaking with them, I study. That the whole day for me is an ongoing study. My question is, what questions am I supposed to ask myself during the day, the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, that I know that as a result I'm in the correct direction, that I'm trying to attain the correct answers, discernments, during the daily corporal basis.
Um,
If we do not manage our life internally, we are as beasts. We're simply activated by different things running around. I don't know, I have these different fluids and electricity running through my body that manages me. Of course, it's a program. It's part of the program of development. But it's called in due time. It's very lengthy, very beastly, and very lowly. If I want to hasten my development, I have to ascend to a different level of the flow of life, of my development. And this belongs not to the body, but to the spiritual development, meaning my attitude towards the goal which I need to reach. So there's the first point that I am present in here, internally, not corporally in this world, yes. It's my present point, and the point which I can imagine, I can depict to myself as the goal, that according to nature and the purpose of creation, I can reach it. Two points and a line between them from point, one point to another. How do I advance in this line consciously that I can make more of an effort than what I have naturally, that in which I advance through normally, but very slowly and coincidentally? So this is the question that always has to be before me. I have nothing more to do in this life and in man's existence in this world at all. Or even in spirituality, when I'm already present in, I'm always asking myself, what is the action, the thought, or the desire which is most helpful from this moment towards the goal? And that's how I advance. It's from this thought that I now must advance to that same goal. I see I don't have enough force. You see people now are here, some of them are awake, sleeping. You know, something in them is not burning. And that's how I feel myself. Now me, coincidentally, also feel myself as such. Sleepy like you, because you're projecting this onto me. Yes, yes, I feel it with you. I don't know what's wrong with you guys today. So, it's the same thing in spirituality. What am I doing? I need to find awakening, energy, how, means. So let's say I listen to music from Baal HaSulam. I listen to some lecture, some discussion, some small part that I can take out of my pocket and read. It's called a person has to like get this mix up of the evil and good inclination. He has to like get upset, like, what's happening with me? I call my friend. I awaken myself that I'm envying him. Look how he's speaking. Look how everything he's doing, you know? Because the envy awakens a person to exit this world. There's a verse, the envy of authors increases the wisdom. Look at him, he's burning. Look how he's speaking, everything he does. I make the effort to find in me awakening. The goal I can locate more or less. Awakening I can find. Now the question is, how do I realize this awakening? Once more, it could be listening to a lesson. It could be reading something. It could be speaking to somebody on the telephone. It's depending upon the state that I'm in. Maybe I'm in the car and I put some CD with our material. Maybe I thought that in the evening I'll come to the study. And now we have, we learn the Zohar now in the evening from 7 to 8 Israel time. There is only this scrutinization of the thoughts that you're in. And you don't leave yourself, as Baal HaSulam says, to flow through life as yesterday. This worry, this advances you to the goal. And Bala Sulam explains this to us in a few places about our advancement towards the goal. Either you're advancing in the path called in due time, which is lengthy, and you have beatings, and it's all unconscious, and that you live in this manner, and life advances you through beatings and blows. And we are yet before some pretty harsh blows, state in the world today, because we have reached this final state already, the what's Kabbalists call the last generation. Or I can choose to advance myself. I search for it and I find it. I wanted to ask, on a daily basis, if we will discern this path, instead of that I should search where to listen to the lecture as such, I will do all the things from within spirituality. Let's say that I'm going to do something at work, so I turn to the Creator and give Him preference that we'll do this together. Is this a good path? If you have a connection with Him and you guys can be partners, great. Look, you are speaking correctly and I hope this will come soon. But this has to be from revelation. But if now, let's say I get used to this, what do you mean, with some imagination? That you imagine this as such? No. There's no such thing. Before you reach revelation, this can't happen. Yes. You say that the desire is stronger than the mind. On the other hand, you say that during the day you have to be in control. It's written that actually you're incorporated from the desires of others. How do you then take control of all this? Because it contradicts one another. Yes, you're right. There's a sentence here. To determine the whole world to the scale of merit. How does this connect with this? To determine the whole world to a scale of merit, well, we spoke about this. If I begin to locate the entire system of the entire world and myself as one system, that from within it I have to advance to spirituality, then of course everything happening, I say, it's quite okay. It's all for my privilege, only to use correctly everything I have. It's very simple. How do I take this entire thing in advance with it?
Take advantage of the obstacle.
This obstacle, advance with it. How do I begin to check myself, to scrutinize myself? What are my urges? What are my desires? What are my thoughts? How am I built? Why am I managed this way from above? And I have to take this entire management myself in this world and raise it to reveal the spiritual world from it. That's our entire work. I'm sorry, but we have to pass on to the next part. We'll pass on to the next part of our lesson, but beforehand we'll sing a song.
כולנו שואלים את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסדרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסדרה. עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע. תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתגבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר. נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר. נשמה להתעורר. עכשיו אנו אומרים, נעשה וגם נשמע. נקבל ערבות, נחזק את הקבוצה. עכשיו אנו אומרים,